Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. Charlie is an amazing film from 1968, and what you have here are a lot of the eponymous things of that decade, mostly the latter part of that decade. Kodachrome, grainy looking film, almost psychedelic type of screen tricks that they do, split screen multiplying, these kinds of things that I think you'll probably understand more when you watch it. But it gives off that sort of Austin Powers type of look to it. It's not comedic, not meant to be comedic, although there are a couple comic parts. You have Charlie, who is basically mentally retarded. I don't know if that is allowed to be said anymore. I don't know what we say now. Delayed or... But yeah, mental retardation is a real thing that, at least in my life, I had heard doctors refer to. But a lot of things have changed in my lifetime. In fact, I was born a year after this movie came out, 1969. But... they refer to him as low IQ, so we'll go with that. He has extremely low IQ, like 59, and he is relatively happy in his life. People tease him at work. He works at a dough factory, bakery, and he just, you know, goes along. He's got a room. He does start to get a little bit frustrated, before the switch, because there is a switch. He falls in love with the woman that is doing the study on him, and she's married to someone else. But the study, it has to do with a medical procedure that makes the individual, the subject, highly, highly intelligent. So he goes from being a low IQ to being highly, highly intelligent, and a lot of other things happen as a result, and it's really cool. I think there's a lot of metaphors in this movie that one could draw to one's own life. You don't really need to undergo this surgery to feel times in your life where possibly everybody around you was kind of slower than you and you were ready to go, but you kind of had to wait for your group. I guess I see it that way because I am a teacher and I have individuals working groups a lot, and that is a very common frustration for leaders or people of extremely high IQ to work in groups, because they have to kind of facilitate the people of lower IQ, or the people, you know, really a lot of times it's just they don't have any motivation. So there's really no incentive to the really smart person. So that kind of comes up. The whole idea of, you know, he's like, it's Cliff Robertson. And he, you know, he plays Uncle Ben in the original three Spider-Man, the Spider-Man trilogy. And you'll probably recognize him. But he won an Academy Award for it, because he goes from being, you know, basically like really low IQ to being off the charts intelligent. But there's something in it that, you know, happens that, you know, he doesn't bargain on, and I'll leave that to you if you haven't seen it already. But it's a really, really good movie, and I've liked it for years, but I don't think I've seen it in like 30 years. So I watched it again, and just love the way it's put together. So anyway, have a go at it, and I hope you enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far, and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional, here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste, and God bless you.